This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
All right, good morning. I'm Deb Peters, State Senator, District 9. I represent Hartford, Humboldt, Crooks, and then the northwest corner of Sioux Falls. And I also am the Senate Chair of the Appropriations Committee. So we've got our hands full. A couple of things, I guess, that we're going to have sent out in our weekly discussion comments are going to be the new budget process and the guide that we're using in the new appropriations process. So I've got a couple of copies here if you guys are interested in taking a look at the guide. It kind of changes every day, but at least it kind of lays out where we're going and the direction we're trying to head for the appropriations process this year. Some of the big changes that we're doing is we are trying to get through all of the legislative hearings or department hearings in the first month, and then doing a very deliberative process in the second month of session. So next week is our last week of major budget hearings from the agencies, and we are going to then move into revenue target adoption, and then also start listening to proposals of adding things into a budget or taking out of a budget. So we're going to start those deliberations with special bills and budget units in 2 weeks. So it's going to be a little bit more open process, a little bit more deliberative process, and hopefully we have a balanced budget at the end of session. It's going to be a different process. We have different rules, so we're still navigating through a lot of the new rules. But we are making headway, and we'll see. Hopefully it's going to be a positive outcome. We work pretty hard up in appropriations, and so I don't see why we wouldn't have it all buttoned up nice and neat at the end of session.
Good morning, Senator Alan Solano, District 32, Pennington County, serving the Rapid City area. As we finish up week three here in the session, we're sitting at 106 bills in the Senate. So anticipating quite a bit yet to drop for us. Of course, everybody's waiting to see the drop of the bills dealing with the Blue Ribbon Task Force and the education side of things, and so of course discussions going on about the what those are going to entail, what ideas will be generated from there, but we're really at a wait and see as we wait for those bills to come out.
Do you all have specific questions? We can always keep talking, but it's usually more helpful if you guys have specific questions.
Tell me, so you said you're in a wait-and-see process with the education bills. What kind of things are going on within your party? And you know, are people drafting these bills right now? Where's that process at?
We just had the Department of Education in appropriations yesterday doing another one of the Blue Ribbon Task Force presentations. I think they're still in the listening and learning process. I think bill deadlines are in the next few days, and so we will see what they are listening and learning. I'm not really sure who's drafting it, but my guess is the pieces of legislation are being drafted by the governor's office or the Department of Education, in addition with the input of Representative Sly and Senator Soholt.
Is Representative Gosch going to be here today?
We don't know.
Okay. I've been hearing that he has an alternative education plan. Have you heard anything about that at all?
I would have to defer to Representative Gosch on what he may be looking at.
I know that in the discussions that we've seen in appropriations, we're always looking at efficiencies, and we're always looking at all their alternatives, and it doesn't matter what the proposal is. So I'm sure he's got some ideas that are going to be proposed. But what those specifics are, we don't know. But in appropriations, we are always looking at trying to find ways or mechanisms to help, whether it's an education, Department of Labor, Department of Revenue, if there's an efficiency measure. Obviously, that helps the funding mechanism flow through. You're up. We basically just talked about the budget guide and then the number of bills that were dropped in the Senate, and then they just asked a question about where the education bills are at. We said they think they're still being drafted. So that's kind of where we're at, so go ahead.
All right. Well, first, I apologize. As we come to the end of the third week here, things are starting to pick up pace here a little bit, and we're starting to obviously have full committee schedules and things like that. Just to build upon what Senator Peters probably also spoke to is that we're waiting for both the education funding bill to be dropped and waiting to see where we're at with the Medicaid expansion. So a lot of anticipation, just waiting to see what the wording is on both of those items.
What happens if the governor's plan can't gain support? And is that support, do you think it's an issue for people at the Capitol or for your constituents more?
Can I ask you a question back? Which governor's proposal? He's got many.
Sorry, I referred to, my mind was thinking education again, still hadn't moved on for that, so that's what I meant.
You know, I am not, the governor puts out ideas every year, and we as legislators, you know, he's one guy with a lot of staff, and we're 105 legislators that also all have ideas and variations of some theme. I think over the next month and a half, we are going to see a lot of changes, whether it's in a Medicaid discussion or an education discussion. I think we're going to see a lot of alternatives. Also, just because there's 105 different legislators, it doesn't matter what party you're at, you're always going to want to be able to find everybody's got their other idea of what's the best way to do it, what's the best way to fund it, and I think by the end it'll be similar to Senate Bill 1, where it's going to be a negotiation that goes on the entire session. It's going to be a part of a process the entire rest of the session. Do I think nothing's going to get done? No. I think something will get done. What will it look like? I do not know. As you see with Senate Bill 1 from last year with the Department of Transportation and Highway Funding, it morphed three or four or five different times during the session based on who had input at that time. So I think education is, and the Medicaid proposals are going to be very similar.
I can just add, or I guess to build upon what Senator Peters also talked about, I think that until we actually see those proposals, it's going to be tough to really discuss those in any full detail. But what I will say is that obviously within the present budget for the governor at 0.3, we know we have to do something, and we also know that it's going to be important that whatever we do, that we target teacher salaries, and whatever the proposal is that he does, is that that's really where the emphasis is being placed.
Are there any alternative plans floating around so far that you've seen?
I think there's been a lot of discussion here that there are, but I think within any organization or within any good leadership that's out there, and knowing that our session is 9 weeks long, there's a lot of things that I think are being discussed because, we're waiting in anticipation to see what the governor's bill actually does say and how he's addressing the teacher salary issue. So obviously there's discussions going on, as you would anticipate on any legislation that's being done here, about making sure that there's particular things being targeted or things that are accomplished at the end of the 9 week session.
And I would say, you know, at this point in time, there's really a lot more of asking questions. There's more questions than we have answers at this point in time. And so as we get the bills that come in, then hopefully we're able to start answering some of those questions, and then ideas then can start to maybe mean something.
Do we have any questions from the callers on the line?
I have one more question. Can you give me some of the specifics? You talked about new rules for the appropriations process. Can you give me a couple? examples?
Sure. So basically, some of the rules that were put into place is it allows the appropriations process to be joint, whether we're doing budget hearings or bill hearings. So yesterday was the first day that joint appropriations met with bill hearings and took action on bills. So as a chair, part of the discussion is we are pulling up House bills, taking action on House bills in joint appropriations, and then sending them over to the House, where then they will be voted on the House floor, and then they don't go back to a committee. They go and are sent directly over to the Senate. Then it's up to the Senate presiding officer to decide if the House didn't amend the bill, do they want to make a change and send it back to committee or just vote straight on the floor. So yesterday we heard House bills and Senate bills in joint appropriations, and we sent half the... So basically the House of Origin bill, so if it was a House bill, it is sent to the House. If it's a Senate bill, it was sent to the Senate. And depending on if there's any consternation with the bills, you know, they pass off the House of Origin's floor and then they flip to the other House without going back to joint appropriations. So that's one of the big major changes. The second major change is we are going to start doing budget setting basically February 22nd and so we are going to take up each agency independently and work to amend each independent agency and then button it up as a big package at the end of session. So you won't see, for instance, the old amendment day per se. There still might be an amendment day, but it'll be one or two amendments at the end. But most of the amendments are going to come over a 2 and 3 week period of time, and you're going to see this Department of Social, or the Department of Secretary of State, she will have her budget set. And then you'll look at the Department of Labor, and we will set their budget. And hopefully when we are in those budget settings, the bills that relate to funding and are expending in those different departments, those bills will have already been acted on. So we will see everything in a big package for the Department of Social Services or Department of Labor or the Secretary of State.
Without sending those bills back to a committee... part of that mm-hmm. answer. Does that give the public enough time and notice to have input?
Yes, I actually do believe so. In some instances, so the first round of bills that we sent out are traditionally not general fund dollar expenditures, it's other expenditure authority. So, for instance, it's the Board of Regents on their 10-year capital improvement plan. Those types of bills, non-confrontational, non-general fund, and are not critical for building the budget. Those I don't see public doesn't usually weigh in. Other bills that the public will weigh in on, we will have a very deliberative process. I typically post bill hearings multiple days in advance. If I know, based on historical trends, which bills are controversial or not controversial, I alert the proper people to let them know. And so then the grassroots effort happens. Also, it's important to note when we do our budget hearings, we allow public testimony in the budget hearings as well. So even if they might not see or testify on a specific bill, if we are working on the Department of Corrections and there is a special appropriations bill that relates to the Department of Corrections, they are testifying in the Department of Corrections budget hearing as a proponent or an opponent based on the changes in their budget. Part of their budget changes is that special bill. So we are not only taking testimony on special bills in a different setting, but we're also taking public testimony on the budget, which includes those changes and those bills.
Questions from callers? Do we have any questions for any of the callers on the line?
All right. It's safe to say we're still in a waiting pattern. So, well, anyway, thank you very much.